Okay, mine is Big Fatty this week.
And why Big Fatty?
Because he wants to see the big balls.
After the Cunty McCunt episode.
Oh my God.
I just have this need to be in love with Big Fatty.
Was that not the best episode ever?
I almost pissed myself.
I thought the snowflake, when he kept going, which podcaster? Snowflake. Made me about wreck my car. But the Cunty McCunt, I was at work laughing so hard, people thought I was possessed.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't get enough of Big Fatty's show.
Even 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, we need more.
No, but yeah, you know, if he gave us more, I don't think it would be as entertaining.
True. But it's just like...
It's not. You're right.
It's like, I just want more. And it cracks me up.
I think the funniest part of the Big Fatty thing is that I can listen to Big Fatty and Archer usually at work. So whenever Big Fatty is doing Memory Lane music, though, I actually blurt out in the middle of nowhere, I'll be like, Mary Tyler Moore Show! And, you know, people will be walking by my office and just hear me blurt this out. So it's pretty amusing.
They think he's crazy.
He's right.
I'm only now.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I am. It's all right. I'm crazy and I'll sleep with anyone.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 71 of the BFO for Friday, May the 9th, 2008. It's your last chance to get out there and get those Mother's Day gifts and all purchased and delivered. Oh, Lord, y'all, Big Fatty is recording a little bit later tonight, and he has been out and had a little beverage. So this may be a little drunky McDrunk drunk. Not drunky McDrunk drunk, but just mellow Mac mellow mellow cast thing. Okay, well, I don't really have anything to talk about other than we have had some responses to the invitation from Queen Liz to come join her and her Vag for high tea at the Grand Floridian. And we are busily making the arrangements for said aforementioned high tea at the Grand Floridian. And y'all... Big Fatty has gotten wait a minute, where is the list? Oh, shit, where's the list? Oh, it's ruined. Oh, it's right here. Okay, on the list so far is Big Fatty and Larry Cly and Michael and Super B and British John and Terminally Single Tim, and one of our listeners, Darren from Florida, has also accepted to come to the tea with Queen Liz. Now, of course, I'm not including Liz nor her Vag on the acceptance list since she is hosting. Or she is, you know, I shouldn't say hosting because that gives the impression that she's paying for it. She ain't paying for it. She's receiving. There may be a receiving line, y'all. So study up on your receiving line etiquette is all I got to say. I mean, what is the proper way to be received by Liz's Vag? I don't think I want you to answer that. Just think about it. Oh, that made me kind of vomit a little bit in the back of my throat. But, y'all, I've also gotten an e-letter from Guru Nudie. Yeah, Guru Nudie. And Guru Nudie, who is a listener, wants to know if there are still rooms available in Orlando that weekend after hearing that Queen Liz and her Vag were going to be receiving people at high tea. You know, how can I get a room? So I've put Guru Nudie in touch with the Disney main. And for those of you who may be pondering, yes, pondering a trip now that you know that this big event is going on, those of you who may be pondering a visit down for the gay days now and for the tea, you can call 1-407-W-DISNEY. That's 1-407-W-DISNEY, and that's the main reservation number for the Disney reservations. And you can call, and bitch, I ain't making your reservations for you. So anyway, but those are the ones who have accepted and who will be received by Queen Liz and her vag. Now, y'all, I put the audio clip of Liz up, and iTunes grabbed it. I didn't intend for iTunes to grab it, so I hope that doesn't fuck up the download schedule or anything. So, you know, you may have to click on Get Episode or something like that to get today's episode or something. I don't know. But anyway, and but I'm delighted that Darren has decided he's going to come. Darren, you need to get over there on the listener map before I have to give you the finger. Darren was a listener over at the LFC, and he has decided he wanted to, I guess he listens to the BFO. How else would he know about the big event? Now, y'all, I want to send out congratulations to the guys over at the Occasional Fag because they are celebrating the Occasional Fag's second anniversary on Monday, and I wasn't able to make it to their Skype hoot nanny tonight because I was out at a going away party for someone here at the coal mine, and y'all, they had good food. They had shrimp, and y'all, I felt like Omar. I had to have me some scrimps or some scrimps. I don't know how he says it, but anyway, y'all, it was good, and they had what else did they have? Well, they had the dip, the artichoke dip, and they had some kind of tuna. I don't do fish, and I don't eat fish either. And what else do they have? They had little steamed mussels or clams or something, and there was something else that was good. What was it? I don't remember. Oh, the red wine, right. Okay. Now, y'all, I want to catch up here for just a second on some e-letters that I've been meaning to talk about for a while. Now, Miss Kathy has sent me an idea that this gets back to the Random Act of Kindness week. And she thinks that Big Fatty ought to have some shirts made up, especially for the female listeners, some T-shirts that may made up that have across the breastises, I love my rack, R-A-K, for Random Act of Kindness. And I was just wondering if the female listeners would like to have the I Love My Rack T-shirts. I think that's kind of interesting. That's very creative, Miss Kathy. That's all I've got to say. Very creative. I Love My Rack, or Random Act of Kindness. And you could, and if you had especially large rack, wearing that wet would be a Random Act of Kindness, from what I understand from the straight men's. We'll have to ask that Eric West out in the San Franciscos, because you know, he's one of my straight listeners out there. Now, Miss Kathy also, what else did she send me? She sent me something else, and I don't see it now. Oh, well. Speaking of Random Acts of Kindness, and I don't see where it is, but y'all, somebody, and I don't remember who it is, and I won't embarrass the person anyway, but one of the listeners said that their random act of kindness, one day they went to breakfast and they told the waitress or the person at the counter, I guess it was a fast food breakfast, maybe at a Chick-fil or something like that, and said, okay, here's $100 bill, and as people come up and order, I'm paying for their meals until the $100 is gone. And just tell them it was a random act of kindness from somebody. Y'all, that is fantastic. I mean, just, you know, they didn't do it for themselves, but, you know, the person that gave the $100, you got to have lots of good feelings. Just, and the person sat there and watched the people and everything, and he didn't want any recognition or anything like that. Didn't want them to tell who paid for it or anything like that. And, y'all, I just think that's magnificent. And you did something nice for someone without expecting anything in return. A lot of people call that philanthropy when that is done, especially with large sums of money. Of course, the problem is when a lot of people give large sums of money and want to be called philanthropists, they expect something in return, and that's called philanthropy with strings in Big Fatty's book. And you know what? Not philanthropy. You're buying recognition for yourself. Okay, well, I have nattered on about that enough, I guess. Now, y'all, I have received, there's no received. We've got to get into some memory lane music. Oh, wait. But before we get into memory lane music, we have time for a message.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Candy. I thought I'd send you this MP3, and it was regarding Memory Lane commercials. Yeah, you do all the programs, but in between those programs there was always a commercial. And one of them, with one of my little favorite characters, was Speedy, for the Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
For fast relief, it's Speedy Alka-Seltzer. It's Speedy Alka-Seltzer, and that will book to breathe the choice of every party in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. When congressmen debate a bill, headaches are a common ill, but they take Alka-Seltzer too.
What's good for me is good for you.
The South has fields of passion and choice of fast relief, and when they have a headache, Alka-Seltzer brings relief. New Orleans, Mardi Gras, you dance and sing, and Mason Street where jazz is king. The morning after when you wake, Alka-Seltzer's what you take. It's Speedy Alka-Seltzer, so fast relief you know. It's Speedy Alka-Seltzer, no matter where you go. If you have got a headache or your stomach is upset, get Speedy Alka-Seltzer, so fast relief you bet.
Okay, that was it. Love the show. Take care, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you very much, Candy. And y'all, it's no wonder people needed to take Alka-Seltzers back in the old days. Candy, did you play that on your Victrola just then? Because didn't it sound like she was cranking a Victrola or something there to make Speedy sing his little song, his little never-ending song? Y'all, it's... You know, thank God for TiVo, you can just speed right through those things. And you know what else you can speed through? Yeah, Mystery Lane. I mean, God. Oh, here comes the train. Well, y'all, I meant to tell you before I fucked everything up, which, you know, was at the very beginning of the show, as you all know. Candy also sent me some information, and it said that Speaky, Jesus Christ. Speedy Alka-Seltzer was created by the Wade Ad Agency in 1951 and was voiced by Dick Beals. Speedy appeared in more than 200 ads between 1954 and 1965 and in scattered revivals since then. Well, Candy, thank you much for giving us a little memory lane commercial. And y'all, I figured since it was today, we ought to just do a sing-along. Now, you all are going to know this one. So just when the barn door swings open, just start to sing.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Red. People yakety-yak the street and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Ed.
Well, y'all, can you guess what that one was? That was Mr. Ed, and it was a situation comedy that first aired as a syndicated program from January 1961 to July 1961, and then on CBS from October 61 through February 66. Now, Mr. Ed was the first series ever to debut as a mid-season replacement, occurring before the premiere of Batman 5 years later. Now, the stars of the stars of the show were the Red Wine is speaking to. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight's BFO is hosted by Red Wine. The stars of the show are Mr. Ed as an intelligent talking Palomino American Saddlebred, played by Gelding Bamboo Harvester and voiced by Alan Lane, and his owner Wilbur Post, portrayed by Alan Young. Now, much of the program's humor stemmed from the fact that Mr. Ed could speak, but only to Wilbur. Now, according to the show's producer, Arthur Lubin, Young was chosen because he seemed like a guy a horse would talk to. Yeah, okay. Well, what can I say? Anyway, it was a great show. Now, do you remember the wife and the next door neighbors? Do you remember them? Do you? Do you remember Wilbur Post's wife? Well, her name was Carol, and she was played by Connie Hines, and their neighbors, who were the Addisons until 1963, and then the Kirkwoods moved in next door. Now, the show made no fucking sense, and Mr. Ed would sometimes go undercover and all this kind of stuff. And, oh, Lord! Y'all, I am so sorry about the train wreck. I also wanted to tell you I saw a commercial tonight for the $1 million password. So I went over to CBS.com, and y'all, they've got a little promo over there and some photos of the first show of the $1 million password, which premieres, I think, June 1st or 2nd, something like that. And y'all, guess who the two celebrities are on the $1 million password hosted by Regis Philbin? Well, one of the celebrities is none other than Doogie Howser. And, of course, you can't do password without Miss Betty White. That's right. Betty White on $1 million password. And Big Fatty is drunk on red wine. Don't forget, you got till Monday to get me your RSVPs. I'll talk to you then. Happy Mother's Day. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.